Shalom, אנחנו לומדים בספר.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 21, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 21. Before I go about elucidating the history of the wisdom of Kabbalah conversed about by many, I find it necessary to begin with a thorough clarification of the essence of the wisdom, which I believe so few know. And naturally, it is impossible to speak of the history of something before we know the thing itself, although this knowledge is wider and deeper than the ocean. I will make an utmost effort with all the strength and knowledge I have acquired in this field to clarify and illuminate it from all angles enough for any soul to draw the right conclusions as they truly are, leaving no room for error, as is often the case in such matters.
The problem is, each one thinks he knows what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. No one knows a single word. Doesn't even know what it speaks of, only heard the name, and he already has some kind of fear.
And it's really true that people feel some kind of rejected by it or afraid. But as if he thinks he understands why a person has this kind of opinion. Therefore, we see the way people talk about it. Everyone as if knows about the hidden things. How come? Simply so. So before we talk about all the things, all the rest of the things, let's first of all determine what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. Maybe he will be able to explain to people a bit what is it really about. Afterwards, a person can say, I'm in favor, I'm against, I want it, I don't, it's forbidden. But before that, what are you talking about? About something you heard from your grandmother? Let's see. What does the wisdom revolve around? This question comes to mind of every right-minded person. To properly address it, I will provide a reliable and lasting definition. This wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots, which hang down by way of cause and consequence, by fixed, determined rules, interweaving to a single exalted goal described as the revelation of His godliness to His creatures in this world. Meaning that there is a wisdom here telling us about what's going on in nature, meaning it's not a matter of you like it or not, but these are upper roots that cascade by law of cause and consequence that determine everything that exists in reality in order to reach the goal, the Creator, everything that exists in reality. Now, your attitude is irrelevant to this. It's also a part of the same plan, the same direction that's going on. That you're in favor, you're against, it's also a part of that process. It exists there. It's all a part of that process that's aimed in order to reveal the Creator. What do you understand with your own mind, your own reason? We're talking about nature here, about the inner program of nature, the way nature behaves, the way it operates everything. And you don't ask people about it, the inhabitants of this world whatsoever. Do they want to? Do they understand? Do they find it favorable? No way. It's like talking this way about gravity. I don't like it. And so you don't. So, therefore, we have to understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the fundamental inner rule, law, that includes everything, that includes the entire comprehensive nature of all the worlds, of everything that exists. Okay? No questions. Good. Let's continue. Wait a second. There is a question.
It's still unclear. What is godliness?
The upper force.
That's it?
Yeah. There's nature. In nature, there's the upper force that controls nature and operates in it. That includes everything, comprehends everything. That en od milvado, there is none else besides him. And the fact that there are certain creatures that feel that they as if exist separate from him, it's also something determined by him, realized by him, carried out by him. Also, this is a part of his plan. There's nothing going on outside of this plan. There's nothing else besides this plan. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains it, explaining our place in the plan, our need to participate in it, but eventually it's all one force, one rule that we're studying, and as a result we understand what our participation in it is. Yes.
And here there is a conduct of particular and general. General, the whole of humanity obligated to eventually come to this immense evolvement, as it's written, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall know all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Yet thy teacher shall not hide himself any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher.
Meaning, there is a goal, the nature with its development as a goal, and no one's being asked, do you or don't you want it? Do you like it or not? Is it allowed or it isn't? But everyone's being developed necessarily by this force.
Particular, that even before the perfection of the whole of humanity, this rule is implemented in a chosen few individuals in every generation. These are the ones who are endowed in each generation with certain degrees of revelation of his godliness. And these are the prophets and the men of God. And as our sages said, there is no generation without such that are as Abraham and Jacob. Thus you see that the revelation of his godliness is implemented in each generation, as our sages, whom we find trustworthy, proclaim.
Meaning that besides there being the general plan that necessarily has to be implemented on everyone, there is also the possibility or opportunity for the unique individuals to attain this plan before everyone else does. And they can do this in each and every generation. Yeah?
It's unclear what this development that he writes on about humanity, if they don't know the inner program.
If you're not familiar with it, then you'll become familiar with it.
But according to what is humanity developing, according to the program?
According to its will to receive, the will to receive that's in it.
Which is opposite to the contradicting the...
Nothing contradicts or anything else. It's in the same direction. How could it be that it's not in the same direction, that the will to receive according to which humanity is developing is not in the same direction. It's in the same direction. A will to receive is good. It develops people, their mind, their emotions. They develop, they feel, both on the negative side, on the positive side, as much as they can, as much as they can't. It's all based on the will to receive, dressed on the will to receive. Obviously, this is the developmental force.
And a Kabbalist can see that, but humanity, when it looks at her evolvement, does it see that it...
As a result of the power of the ego that develops it, and this is a positive force.
And then what's humanity missing to move to evolve into the next degree?
This is something that it's not familiar with. It'll come. He simply tells you that this is how this force works. He's not asking humanity whether they like it or not.
Right. He sees that also humanity is properly evolving. And that, so where is this gap still?
This is what you're saying. I don't know. Everything works according to the rule, the law of development. This is what he says. Why are you relating it to good or bad? Maybe it's included there inside, but it's all according to the law of development.
So what needs to change in the development of humanity?
On the way, everything changes. Humanity changes from one generation to the next. Everything changes. I don't get your question.
I'm trying to understand what in the development of the will to receive has this turning point in order to reach the purpose of creation.
Develops to the measure to which it can attain the purpose of creation.
So the will to receive grows enough that it can grasp this matter?
I don't know. The will to receive... The light grows the will to receive, so the light will work on it differently, and then the will to receive will be ready and willing to accept the purpose of creation.
So could you say that the humanity thinks it develops the will to receive, but actually the light that reforms develops it?
I don't think that humanity knows that it's developing the will to receive. It's not developing anything. The will to receive is developed by the light.
So that's the gap in the perception?
I don't care how humanity perceives it. I'm telling you about the law. And you're telling me what people think. I don't care what people think. They don't understand what's going on. The biggest Einsteins of mankind don't understand what's going on. We're not talking about them. They are like clay in the hands of the potter. That's it. Their brain cells will be... will be modified, then they'll understand a bit more. It's just substance. The will to receive is substance. The light works on it, it changes. The light will work on it so much that they will also be able to discover in this substance higher phenomena, higher than themselves. What's the difference between what I feel inside myself and the measure to which I developed, in which I start feeling the one that's working on me? This is what's going to happen. But that, too, comes as a result of the influence of the light and only. Meaning, it's not that they decide that they themselves want to develop one way or another. It never happens. We have no idea what's going to happen the next day. So what is there to talk about? Let's continue.
The multiplicity of partsufim, sfirot, and worlds. However, according to the above mentioned, a question arises. Since this wisdom has but one special and clear role, why is there the matter of the multiplicity of partsufim, sfirot, and interchangeable connections which are so abundant in the books of Kabbalah? Indeed, if you take a body of a small animal whose only task is to nourish itself so it may exist in this world for enough time to father and carry on its species, you will find in it a complex structure of millions of fibers and tendons, as psychologists and anatomists have discovered. And there is much there that humans have yet to find. From the above, you can conclude the vast variety of issues and channels that need to connect in order to achieve and to reveal that sublime goal.
Meaning because the goal of creation has to become revealed in the created beings, and the created beings have to go through this lengthy development from beginning to end in their development until they'll be capable of understanding, acknowledging, uniting, identifying with the upper force. So, there are many different forms and states that they have to go through, and this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. How does everything develop from zero, from scratch, where I've created the evil inclination, a black dot on the background of the white light, until from it, as a result of the light that works on it, comes the first avaya and the development and greater one with all its parts, that nonetheless are connected by that upper influence, and they turn into a system that includes many phases, including the shattering and the collection and the correction, that precisely by the shattering of the connection does this system reach a state where it is capable of attaining the bestower, the progenitor, the one who creates it, makes it, which is the one force of Enod Milvado, none else besides him, and this system attains it, achieves it according to its structure, where the created being that has developed from that black dot up to the point where he is similar to the upper force in terms of his structure, in terms of his desire, which is the very opposite of the upper light, and his intention, which is similar to the upper force. By that, he becomes like that upper force, and this way, according to this adaptation, he achieves it, which is the purpose of creation. This entire process is something that we somehow study in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it's intended in order to explain this to us somewhat. Why? In order to help us to accept these forms to some extent that are more and more similar to the light that's working on us. Meaning that in this regard, we can say that we're obligated to, in terms of, we're simply obligated, because by this we prevent blows, we increase the pace of our development, we pull ourselves closer to the end of the process, toward the good state where we unite and connect with that necessitating force in love and connection. Right? Yes.
What's the relation between that same black point where everything developed from to all the forms that come out of it?
Again?
What is the relation between this black point from which it all started developing? You know, the light that develops that point. What's the relation between that and the forms that come out of that point?
By the light that works on the black point, the light that works on the black point develops it, and from the very basic point from where it was developed by the light, which is the first avaya, the four prinot of Or Yashar, it starts developing not according to its inner structure. It's called, I did not change my havaya. But by way that, to what measure am I using myself now that I'm in havaya? to what measure am I using my structure and the light that's working on me in order to match myself with the light. So on part of the light, we only have the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar. On part of the created being, the response of the created being, we have all the rest of the actions until the end of correction.
So that same black point, it gets the ability to replicate itself to the Havayot?
It does everything by the influence of the reforming light. Then you can say it is the light that works on it, that awakens it, on the one hand. On the other hand, its response, the efforts that it makes, not immediate ones, but after the shattering, meaning after it disconnects from the emanator and the sin of the tree of knowledge, as if disconnects from the creator and the ma'atzil, and then performs different actions of its own from above down, then we can say that it's the created being that's standing on its own, performing different actions toward the creator.
First of all, we're just now reviewing this article with all of the groups of the points in the heart.
Ask according to the article.
According to the article, the multiplicity of Parsufim, Sefirot, and worlds. I wanted to ask about this part. Are we supposed to know the multiplicity of Sefirot, Olamot, and to learn them? Or as a result, with our work towards revelation of godliness, will these things be clarified in us? Why do we need it?
I don't see a difference between the two things you said. We don't need it. It's included in us. We're going through it and we'll get there necessarily because we're created beings. Since we're studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's like he said before, that there are such unique individuals who want to hasten their development, speed it up. And not because they want it, maybe, but later on they understand that this is what was is favorable in the eyes of the upper force, and therefore they want to develop themselves. Therefore, they perform or take different actions in order to hasten their development, in order to give contentment to the upper force, the creator, and therefore they study these things in order to hasten their development.
Two conducts from above downwards and from below upwards. This wisdom is generally divided into two parallels, identical orders like two drops in a pond. The only difference between them is that the first order extends from above downwards to this world, and the second order traverses from below upwards, precisely by the same routes and makeups imprinted at the root when they appeared from above downwards. The first order is called the order of descent of the worlds, Partsufim and Sefirot. In all their occurrences, whether lasting or transient, the second order is called attainment or degrees of prophecy in Holy Spirit. A person rewarded with it must follow the same trails and inlets and gradually attain each detail and each degree precisely by the same rules that were imprinted in them upon their emanation from above downwards. A revelation of godliness does not appear at once, but gradually over a period of time, depending on the cleansing of the attaining until one discovers all the degrees from above downwards. And because they come in an order of attainment, one after the other, and one above the other, as do rungs of a ladder. They are called degrees, steps.
מכונים משום זה בשם מדרגות.
So, we have two orders here. One from above down and the other from below up. And we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah usually the order of the cascading of the olamot, pertsufim, sfirot, all these things, meaning we study the system, the skelet, the structure, in which later on we exist and climb these degrees from below up. So these degrees is what we study, and we study how they cascade from above down. Why so? The Kabbalists, they don't want to get into our personal work. Later on, you see, only Rabash, he's the one who kind of put all these things into some kind of order where he wrote all of the articles about all the things that we go through in our work from below up. But actually, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is only from above down. Only from the Baal Shem Tov that came after the Ari, where it already became clear that we are at the beginning of the days of the Messiah, Mashiach. That there is this force that Moshech, from the word Mashiach, that pulls us, that pulls humanity. Only then did the Kabbalists start teaching, studying, there were more and more Kabbalists, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov started studying these ways, these roots from below up, and started writing about them a bit, and also in styles that aren't that clear, not in the words of Pertsufim or Sfirot or anything else, but as a kind of, usually, in the language of the Tanakh, the Pentateuch. It's like a commentary to the Torah. And the Rabash, and we can say that Baal HaSulam, he was the one that gave it its foundation, its root. But the Rabash was the one to develop this, that he wrote about all different forms and manners of the spiritual work for beginners until they enter Lishma. Until they enter Lishma. The entire period from Lo Lishma to Lishma, from Not Lishma to Lishma, he depicted this in his articles, and so he accompanies us so that we can definitely rely on what he says and find aid in it. And also when we go into Lishma, we can also learn a bit from him, but there you already have something called Nishmat Adam Telamdenu, meaning man's soul shall teach him, that is a result of our actions, that is a result of starting to work more evidently, more clearly with these forces that are working on us, then we ourselves start understanding the state, both internally, also externally. We're already in contact with, in connection with the upper force, some kind of mutuality, yes.
What does it mean, degrees of prophecy and Holy Spirit?
That you're already connected with the Creator, that's it. Give it back.
He says here that our study depends on our purity. But we know that our purity depends on the light that reforms. So what's going on here?
Yeah. Through our lessons and everything around it, like Rabash wrote, we draw the reforming light and it advances us.
But it's like the chicken and the egg.
There's no chicken and there's no egg here. There's the upper force working on us, giving us an opportunity to participate correctly in the process from below up.
So what comes before what? The light that reforms or our purity?
The Maor HaMachzir LeMutav always comes first, the reforming light, only in ways that it doesn't disclose itself, but it reveals in us all desires, deficiencies, urges, and so we advance.
Okay, towards the end of the lesson, we have 2 weeks to prepare for another opportunity to connect. We have a World Unity event.
Sunday in 2 weeks.
Right, 24th of June. We have it every few months, and now that's our next event. We're going to get together on the roof for dinner, buffet, and part of the evening we're going to have a special update of the archive project. There's going to be a celebration of all the activities of the groups in Israel. We'll take the activities that are happening in Israel and we'll celebrate that together. And then we'll also get together for the Europe Congress. This will take place on Sunday, 24th. Another short update from Giuseppe from Italy. Let's go on.
Move Giuseppe,
Giuseppe,
go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, friends. Thank you, Rav. I want to add what Alex said, that in Europe there is a lot of movement towards unity. We want to realize the Congress before the Congress. We don't want to wait Rome. We want to realize now the Congress. The Congress is now. In Europe there is a lot of movement. Many, many tents are meeting together, are melting together. Each group wants to melt together. And the friends feel the exigence to the desire to meet also physically. In North Italy yesterday, friends make hundreds of kilometers to meet together. Friends, I want to invite especially European friends to register to the Congress. The Congress is already started. We are together. We want to realize here, now, the Congress, and in Rome only celebrate the new step. Thank you very much, friends. A big hug from all our friends in Italy.
L'chaim, Giuseppe.
L'chaim, Giuseppe.
Daily task. All right, friends, today on duty we were with Moscow, 10 number 5, Krasnoyarsk, Monterey, Odessa, 10 from Ashdod, and 10 number 17, of course, from Petah Tikva. Daily task. Every 10 prepares a suggestion for connection, for melting hearts in our mutual pot, and sends an email to the Congress team. Every 10 prepares a suggestion for a connection, for melting the heart in this mutual pot, and sends the recommendation to the Congress team. This evening, 6:45 p.m. Israel time, we invite you, the world clear, to unite and gather together in the world, Yeshivat Chavarim. The gathering of friends. On the 24th of June, Sunday, at 6 p.m., we're going to have a unity event, a gathering with a culture event, a lesson with Dr. Lightman. It'll be a blast.
ביום שני 11 ביוני הכניסה בעלות 30 שקלים בהרשמה מראש פרטים באתר kab.co.il או בטלפון
705-509-209 additional information about our Kabbalah courses go to kab.co.il
let your heart speak let your heart listen shoulder to shoulder You won't be alone Love is around The deepest ocean Together we're drawn in I won't let go It feels so good To be a part of you This is why Living in the light, we'll win this fight.
There's only now, only this moment, when we are together,
together as one.